My guest at this time is Steve Hayes. He is chairman of Americans for Fair Taxation. You can find them at fairtax.org. And this Saturday is April 15th, known to many people as Tax Day 2017. There's going to be a number of demonstrations around the country. Some people want Donald Trump to reveal his previous tax returns, but Americans for Fair Taxation want actual fair tax legislation. Tax reform is a big issue that Congress is supposed to get to this year, and Mr. Hayes and his group are hoping that the fair tax is an idea that gets at least discussed, if not implemented, this year. And, sir, thanks very much for being with us.
I'm very happy to be with you, and I'm delighted that everything is looking like it's going to be a pretty day in New York. So
yes, certainly. A fair tax rally Saturday, April 15th, 11 to 1 Eastern at Trump Tower, which is the east side of Fifth Avenue between 55th and 56th Street. What's the message?
Well, the message is it's time to actually do real tax reform. Let's get away from all this tax change. If you're going to use, and Greg, this is the real problem, if you're going to continue to have the model of income tax, payroll tax, like we do now, and you're going to do like Chairman Brady and Ryan want to do, which is simply make some changes, albeit much more improved changes than what we have now. But if you're going to do that, then you're going to continue to have evasion, illegal evasion, which, according to the study just released by Professor Cibula, using IRS and government numbers now, not some economic model of his, $9 trillion of evasion over the next 10 years, Greg. That's almost unbelievable, $9 trillion. And those people who have decided to not pay income taxes, and when they decide not to pay income taxes through either taking cash or making up deductions, they're also not paying payroll taxes, and they're not paying state income taxes. So you're talking about an enormous impact on the government collection of revenue, and all of that would be greatly reduced by the enaction of a national retail sales tax, the fair tax, because we get rid of the income tax, corporate and personal. We'd get rid of the gift tax. We'd get rid of the death tax. We would actually get rid of funding for Social Security through payroll. So everything is funded through a retail sales tax. People, when they make purchases, will see the real cost of government at the time of a retail good or retail service. We give a tax credit to ensure that people up to the poverty level are not going to pay a tax on their purchases. So a family of four, it's about $2,600 a month of spending, they would not be paying any fair tax on that amount, no matter whether they spend it on food or lodging or whatever, it would be not there. So we feel it's a fundamental change, will greatly reduce evasion, will get the IRS out of your life and mine, Greg. April 15th will just be another nice day. It will no longer have the significance that it does today, because we're paying our taxes the way we were intended to when the Constitution started. That was whenever we made a purchase and the government had no interest in what we were buying, just that we were paying our tax. So that's what we're going to be protesting. We're going to be talking about that. And we'd love to have all your listeners, if any of them are around Trump Tower, come and join us. You'll see the fair tax signs, and that's why we're going to be there.
Well, let's talk about some of the things you just said real quickly, Steve. First of all, you mentioned the fact that there would be tax credits for those below the poverty line so that this would not affect them disproportionately. Critics of the fair tax, though, would still argue that it's regressive. So maybe you're just a little bit north of the poverty line. It's a bigger hit for you than somebody in the top 1%, 5%, 10%, whatever it happens to be. What's your rebuttal to that?
Well, I think you have to look at everything that takes money out of my pocket is a tax on my ability to consume. The most regressive tax in the federal system is the payroll tax, Social Security. It starts at $1 and goes up to $120,000. By very definition, it falls on people making $120,000 or less, not above that. We get rid of that funding. We ensure That is opposed to a lower income worker paying from dollar one, Social Security, 7.65%, that they get their check plus their $2,600 in a family of four. I'm just using an example. They would pay no payroll tax, they would pay no income tax, and because they're gone, and they would pay no sales tax, no fair tax. I don't know how much fairer you can be for lower income people because their effective rate, let's say they made another $2,600 a month. You know, they're going to be paying 11% total on all of their purchases that they go forward with.
Talk about that 11% there, Steve. Talk about that 11%. Why is that the number, and will that meet the revenue that we're bringing in right now or maybe even exceed it?
No, it's 23%, but what I'm talking about, an effective rate on $5,200 of 11.5%, well, it's 11.5%. And that's because the first $2,600 is not taxed. You get a tax credit back. In other words, at the beginning of every month, you're going to get, if you're a family of four, you're going to get about $670 back. It goes into your account, and that is the tax you're going to pay as you make those $2,600 purchases. If you make more than $2,600, my example of $2,600 more, you're going to pay 23%. But on the total amount of purchases, $5,200 a month, the effective rate is 11.5% on the $5,200.
Gotcha.
If you're looking at a family of four today under the present system, the effective rate's probably going to be 12 to 14%. So it's going to be less for the lower income people, and then it ratchets up to where it's closer and closer to what we're paying now for most people if they choose to spend all of their earnings. But it's my choice, not some bureaucrats.
Steve, do you think if Americans, I guess you already do, you've already said it, but to what extent do you think Americans, if they see that taxation on each purchase, will desire a smaller government?
I think that one of the biggest problems that people who are looking for a balanced budget and a smaller government have is that most people don't see the impact in their lives. In fact, over 50% of the people probably pay very little income tax, and they don't really see how they could affect that. But when everybody, and I'm talking about from the youngest child to the oldest person who's consuming, sees that rate multiple times a day, you're going to have people saying, wait a minute, that money, if you don't take as much money, I could spend more. I could actually do more. Let's get this cost down, and I think that's great. If there's anything that's going to help reduce the urge of these guys to spend and look for ways to cut, it's going to be everybody watching them closely, because every time we make a purchase, we see the cost of government. If you want to get rid of a department, you can mathematically calculate, well, instead of 23%, if you got rid of the Department of Education, it would be, I'm making this up, 22.5%. But it's calculable. Right now, it's impossible for you or me to calculate what impact it would have on us if we eliminated a certain amount of money out of the budget.
You mentioned a couple things there I want to get your thoughts on real quickly. Number one, you mentioned this could also replace a sales tax. That's usually applied by the state. So how would that work?
Well, the fair tax is set up. You know, we do have sales taxes in 45 of the 50 states. The fair tax would be collected by the states using the mechanism they have, or they would contract with an adjoining state that has that mechanism to collect it. They would receive a fee, just like the retail vendors of services and retail goods would also receive a fee. But, you know, one of the things that's important here is you look around the country and more of retail spending is consolidated in fewer and fewer places. You know, over 90% of the retail purchases are made in less than 10% of the merchants. So you've got all the big box stores, the car dealers, all the people who are collecting the majority of the money who have inventory and other systems which make it very hard to evade. That's why California, for example, when they did their analysis, under 5% evasion on $50 billion of taxation through their sales tax. Much higher rate under the income tax because, again, evasion is rampant, like it's supposed to, it's estimated to be $675 billion this year.
Wow.
If we collected most of that, Greg, we would balance the budget. We wouldn't have a deficit. Or we could cut the spending and reduce the federal debt. I mean, $9 trillion. Well, if these guys who want to enforce the border laws, they want to enforce drug laws, they want all of us to do other things legally, but yet they're ignoring the fact that by their cutting, and look, I'm not a fan of the IRS. I was a tax attorney. I think it can be very abusive. But the only way you're going to make it fair for people like you and I who are trying to do the right thing on taxes and make us not have to pay for other people is to enforce the law much more strictly. So that's what they either going to be hypocrites, and they're going to brag to you at one side of their mouth. They've cut the IRS down further. You know, there's less than 0.7% audits, of which nearly three-quarter are no longer face-to-face audits, but through the mail. They're going to have to do 10 or 15 times more actual audits than they're doing now to even start to put a dent in evasion. And so they shouldn't be hypocrites. They should either say, yes, we want this income payroll tax, and we're going to enforce it, because by golly, we're going to have you're going to have your own personal IRS person, Greg. Every year you're going to get to meet this guy. That's how bad it is, because people who are breaking the law don't self-identify. So what are they going to do? The 80% who are trying to obey the law are going to get harassed just like the 20% that are not following the law. It's a very, very bad situation, because otherwise the Republicans and some Democrats who join them are advocating it's okay to evade the law because we're going to keep cutting down any chance of your getting caught. And here we're going to keep our system, which richly rewards the D.C. elites, richly rewards many members of Congress through getting donations from through lobbyists, but doesn't do you and I the good, because we would grow our economy much faster under the fair tax. And look at all of the freedom we would have if we no longer had to file income tax returns.
Steve, last question. How strong is the fair tax voice up on Capitol Hill right now? And if you can't get it in this go-around, what's your wish list for the legislation?
If we can't get there, I think we're going to get there. In fact, all the signals from Trump is that he's rethinking all of this. It looks like there's a lot of interest in going to some sort of a value-added tax, which I think is really a mistake because of the evasion there is very bad, much worse than a retail sales tax. But a value-added tax that would presumably either eliminate or greatly reduce the payroll tax and help make Social Security solvent, it's going broke. I think they're looking at that. Ben Cardin has a proposal where it's an income tax over $100,000, sales tax up to $100,000, and VAT, so Europe. I'm afraid that the president's getting information about that, but even with that, the way it's set up, you're still going to have evasion. I think they've got to rethink it, and I don't know that there is – I mean, anything is better than we have now, Greg, no question about it. The Brady plan is better than we have now, but it's all temporary because the lobbyists will start changing it once it's there. We need to make a fundamental change. We need to give our freedom back and put in a system that works for everybody.
Steve, we'll have to call time there. Thank you for your time today, and we'll certainly keep our eyes out for how the rally does this weekend.
Thanks very much, Greg.
Steve Hayes is the chairman of Americans for Fair Taxation. Fairtax.org is the site. Saturday, April 15th, between 11 and 1 is the rally at Trump Tower. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.